Hey, Brooks.
What is happening?
How much, buddy? How are you?
Oh,
I'm John.
That's Brooks.
Do I have a story?
Oh, I can't wait
for you, man.
You better.
Remember last week how we had nothing?
We had jack shit to talk about.
And then I went to bed, and like after you left, about 6 hours later, I had a really big story.
What?
6 hours after you left.
Oh, yeah. I think I caught wind of this on TikTok.
I was sleeping. I was Monday morning.
Right.
4 a.m.
Honk you. Sure.
And I haven't even dreaming, perhaps. Even dreaming, laying there.
Right.
And in my dream, I hear this sound.
Oh, really?
And I opened my eyes and was like, was that in my dream? And I still hear the sound.
Mm.
And I jump to the whatever. I jump. My window is like right by my bed.
Okay.
I'm right next to the window.
Right. You leapt to the window.
I leapt to the window.
Threw open the sash.
Threw up the sash and threw open the curtain.
Uh-huh.
And what to my wondering eyes did appear but a meth head squiggling his legs underneath my car.
So he's fully on his back, crawling
out. Fully on his back.
It's been 6 weeks.
Three months.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay.
Maybe
yeah.
2-3 months since my catalytic converter was stolen.
Motherfuckers.
And my car has two of them because it's like a V8. So it's got one on each side.
I didn't know that.
The one they got last time, just directly underneath the passenger side.
Easy picking.
Just easy. And I replaced that one. It was easy for me to out $400.
We're
out of pocket. Oh, easy. And easy.
Yeah, no big deal. $400.
And days.
I mean, you got that all over the place.
And days work given up to figure this whole thing out.
Fucking pain in the ass.
The other side is like up and like you get behind the wheel, kind of up closer to the engine.
Yeah.
And he was going after that one.
Idiot.
But I was thinking.
You're like, hey, buddy, the one on the other side's easier.
So I was dead asleep. Full on awake.
Full of rage. Yeah.
I have never yelled so loud.
Oh, yeah. You got the adrenaline pumping.
It was like
a bestial roar.
Yeah. It was like I wasn't human at this point.
Right.
I was a dog barking at the mailman.
Yeah.
And it was, get the fuck out of my driveway.
Were you making coherent words?
That was like, get motherfucker, fuck you, get the fuck. Like nonstop for 10, 15 seconds.
So I presume your wife sleeps in the same bed as you.
At some point.
Usually.
At some point.
Was she like, holy shit, what's happening?
Yeah. At some point it was me popped up, flinged. I'm completely nude, by the way, and my whole body is standing up so they can see everything. I'm like dangling. I even like we have a screen in our
window. Dangling?
I'm dangling. I'm just trying to stretch my ball. Stretching is going
well.
Oh,
good. Important.
So it hangs out the window.
You get most of stretching in at night.
Like three feet.
Wow.
I can hang down past the window. So.
Impressive.
But
Rapunzel, let down your hair.
I got the window screen and I like banged into it and just grabbed it one hand, whoop, whipped it out and brought it inside the house.
Oh, nice.
And
you're going to jump down.
I wasn't going to
on this guy.
I wasn't going to do anything because it's like, I'm a naked dude.
Well, you're a beta cuck, as we all know.
I'm 12 or 14 feet above the driveway, 12 feet standing, looking out this window, yelling at a guy that's like just 12 feet below me.
Yeah. You jump out and like break both your ankles.
Yeah. I can land on the hood of my car and smash in. And then all of a sudden I'm standing on the legs of a meth head
right.
in my driveway. And then what do I do?
I don't know. Attack him?
Then what?
Continue roaring. I think is the answer.
Just a torrent of blows.
Oh yeah, a flurry of blows
until there's nothing left but a bloody
you murdered
in half
good.
Skull in my driveway.
Wow.
And I get a pretty sweet little electric tool that he's got. I mean, I assume he's using one of those. It's like a tiny bandsaw.
Oh, yeah.
What are those called?
Portable bandsaws.
Okay, so it's like whatever, a foot wide.
Was it like one of those Milwaukees?
The handheld ones that can just zip through pipe real easy.
Yep. Those are super handy, by the way.
Yeah, real nice.
Great tool.
20 years ago, they didn't exist.
They couldn't do it. I thought it was a Sawzall game.
This Sawzall's a little trickier to like, well, at least the ways these guys are doing it. It's like perfectly straight cuts on both sides, like zip, zip.
Yeah.
And it's, and then the thing's out of there. But a Sawzall, using that under, you got to kind of get the right angle. Okay. It's jumping around.
And angle grinder's no good.
Angle grinder, you got to get all the way around it.
Because it's a 2-inch pipe, right?
I think 2.5-inch pipe, exhaust pipe.
So you'd need a 5-inch grinding wheel on an angle grinder. That'd be crazy.
Impossible.
Yeah. No way.
So at a certain point in this 10 to 15 seconds.
What if you had something that was silent? Is there some kind of silent
laser? Lasers? That would be impossible to detect.
If you didn't make noise.
Like you got a pen.
What if you had like a little...
It's like a saber, but made of light?
A plasma or something? You watch him... Oh, no. We already talked about it. Book of Boba Fett.
Like that? Yeah.
It's good. It's good this week.
Is there tweakers in the Star Wars universe?
Oh, for sure. There's that one guy in the prequel selling death sticks.
Well,
he also plays Mouse in The Matrix.
I missed that.
That guy?
Is that the newest?
No, the old one. He's like the little funny guy, and he's like, hey, you like that chick in the red?
Oh, okay.
That guy? He's also in the Star Wars. Ewan McGregor. Ewan McGregor goes into a bar, and he's like, do you want death sticks? And they're like fake cigarettes. I'm like, fucking George Lucas. Jesus Christ. Are you fucking joking? Death sticks?
Give us some of those, like... blue milk in the next one. Do us a favor.
Do something cool.
Cool. Have a milk a teated bird.
Yeah. How about some green milk? Comes out of a big sea cow.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Anyway. So you screamed at this man. He ran away.
And then I hear a, let's go. Let's go. I'm not sure if I said it, but at a certain point of yelling, it came into my brain.
Uh-huh.
So Jamie, she pops up behind me. And is like, what's happening? And I'm just like, just don't even acknowledge her.
Right.
Furiously yelling. And she turns on the light or whatever and does something. And I was thinking about saying, get the gun.
Sure.
But I'm not sure if I said it or if I was thinking. But my mind was like, I don't want to yell at the top of my lungs, get the gun. All of my neighbors woke up. Or heard this yelling.
Was Erlong there?
There is no... Yeah.
Hey, man.
From 3 blocks down.
Yep.
And there is no gun for her to get within reach.
Hey, spoilers. Don't tell
within me reach of that she knows about.
Oh.
And, but at...
What's her memory of it? Did she remember you say
she gun? Said I didn't.
Okay.
But I was
thinking it real loud.
I was
loud.
Thinking it, and I was going to say it, but like I was like, I don't want, like, if I say get the gun, then these people maybe have guns, then they start.
What if
shooting?
This is your origin story, and you have telepathy powers, but only when you're extremely full of rage.
Okay.
And you can scream into other people's minds, but you can't, like, talk normally.
She heard it.
It's like, yeah. She.
Oh, the person under the car.
Yes.
Heard me say, get the gun.
Yeah. Because you're thinking it real loud. But your powers only activate when you're angry. Hulk style.
This, you know what? That might have happened.
So it's like kind of a shitty power, but it's like useful for road rage.
But it's only like.
You have to be fully 100% rageful.
So what I do is I get Jackson to not tie his shoes for 10, not put his shoes on for 10 times of me asking.
To get you that, yeah.
To get me to that level of rage.
That's why you were given this son. It's a gift to teach you how to use your power.
So whenever I have a message to send you, you might just hear it across town.
Yeah. You're like, hey, bring snacks on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, I would waste it. I would never use it for good.
What really could you do with telepathy? I guess cheat at cards, perhaps?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of the power.
You could read. Is that reading someone's minds? So if I was reading the dealer's mind to see what card he had underneath his.
Well, that would be cool. No, you wouldn't. I guess this isn't real full telepathy. It's just you're able to send one message when you're
message.
Mad. Like I said, it's not a great.
Without texting. It's like a 3-minute saver.
Yes.
Of time.
Yeah. It's kind of handy. Just
text. And then I hear, let's go, let's go. And the guy skitters out from under the car. And I hadn't noticed, but there was another, like a white Golf or something parked in front of my driveway.
Yeah.
And that car started up. The guy jumped into that car and they just took off.
Oh.
So he had a getaway driver.
Well, you can't be hauling around 5 catalytic converters, right?
And, yeah. Simon, my brother Simon, got his car stolen. Or somebody got their car stolen. I think it might have been him.
Mm-hmm.
And when they retrieved the car, there was a bunch of catalytic converters and, like, a bunch of shit inside of the car.
Okay.
Like, they'd been using it for a week, just driving around stealing shit.
When my car got stolen years ago at Portland State, they left a bunch of clothes in there. I think they were just sleeping in the car.
So, and if you've ever wondered,
yeah,
does the meth head getaway driver have a catalytic converter?
The answer is no.
The answer is no. They stole their own catalytic converter because that thing was fucking loud.
Oh, driving down the road. Doctor, heal thyself. That seems like about it. Well, it's probably a stolen car, right?
Yeah. And so I just...
Or maybe it's a perfect alibi. You're like, but officer, I was just trying to get one for my car because I care about the environment. He's like, okay.
I was going around... installing them.
Right. I was putting them back. Can't prove I was taking them.
Yeah. Yeah. I was welding them on underneath the cars. So then I was just so full of rage and this person escaped. And there's nothing I'm going to do. It's not like now I'm going to.
Well, you came down and you punched that punching bag that you have down here, right? hit the heavy bag for 20 minutes.
And I just dropped on the bed, was completely out of breath. Just huffed and puffed on. My heart's just going 200 beats a minute or whatever.
Yeah.
And finally catch my breath 5 minutes later. And I'm like, all right, let's go out there. The catalytic converter was still there.
Oh, good. Because you have no idea at this point.
I thought.
Did it have some scratches on it?
They had cut all the way through one side and through.
Partway through the other side.
About 95% way, because I could grab onto it. Oh,
so it's still a fucking nightmare for you, though.
So I could grab onto it, but I don't have to buy a new one.
I know, but it's still like a fucking chore.
Yeah, it was a chore.
God damn it.
Jamie didn't have any jobs that day, so she took it to the shop I had the other one welded back in.
And you're like, hey, I got another one.
And weld that back in.
I'm like, well, get in line.
Yeah, serious.
It's everyone.
And like while she was waiting there, a couple other people came in.
Yeah, I believe it.
What they do is they take, well, he welded it back on, and then he takes some braided steel, wraps it around both of them and around some other stuff and welds on top of it.
Oh,
so now instead of having to cut two things and it's gone, they got to cut through like some braided steel, blah, blah, blah. And
well,
like,
braided steel is probably harder to cut with that portable bandsaw.
Yeah. So hopefully somebody comes and looks under there and it's like, okay, this is going to take 5 minutes instead of 30 seconds.
You know what you should get is that that material that's in chainsaw chaps that just binds up the chain. Do you know what I'm talking about? For people who don't live in Portland and are used to running chainsaws all the time like I am.
Wrap it around it?
It's
like mesh stuff?
Yeah, they're chaps you wear in your thighs because if you cut your thigh, right, there's a big old vein in there and you'll bleed to death. It's bad, bad, bad times. I mean, hitting yourself with a chainsaw at any point is bad. But hitting your thigh, you could be dead in like 90 seconds.
But I've always wanted
a cool scar?
I have a pretty cool scar down by my thigh. But I always wanted, no gap there, I was trying to clear up some flesh.
Oh, trim the meat?
Trim the meat, you know, when I'm wearing my bikini.
You can trim, just don't cut deep.
Okay.
There's a nice femoral vein down there. Anyway, you wear these chaps that have inside, it's like a fiberglass cottony material. And its only job is to get caught up by the blade and then jam in the motor So I think that might work for one of those portable bandsaws. They, you know, they try to just cut through this cottony batting that you have wrapped around there. And it just fucks up their bandsaw. They probably wouldn't even touch it.
So, yeah, success.
Wow, you escaped.
This is the
minimal.
With it was only $350 to have it welded back
on. Are you serious?
And having that braided steel cable wrapped around and welded in place. So hopefully that's the end of it.
I thought you changed your parking habits to help deter this.
I changed my parking habits to help, and then it started raining, and there was a big muddy puddle where it was safest to park.
What about putting a light out there? Are you thinking of that? Or
they were right directly in the light.
Oh, they don't give a shit. Yeah. I guess it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
4 o'clock in the morning.
What you can do. I have a similar story, not quite to the same extent. But this morning, my daughter June said, oh, it's really smoky outside. And my neighbor burns wood for heat. Mm-hmm. So I pop out the front door and I'm looking to see if he's got a fire going. I was just going to say, oh, it's the neighbor. And I turn around and there's somebody sitting in front of my wood stove that I have outside, my exterior wood stove.
Uh-huh.
Just enjoying a nice little fire.
At what time?
8:30 in the morning on a Sunday. And
so you just have a pile of wood next to your wood stove.
It's in a yard debris container from the city. You know, I have an extra one.
And this there's just a random hobo.
It was a female, a hobess.
Hobess,
I believe. And I go inside for a second. I go, Tony, there's somebody out here. She goes, what? I go, they're using the fire. She goes, get rid of them.
Hello?
So I go, hey, get out of here. And she goes, oh, I was just warming up by the fire. I go, okay, it's not a communal wood stove. You got to get out of here. You got to go. She goes, I didn't take anything. I go, I don't care. You need to leave. And she's like, okay. And then slowly packed her shit up and walked away. And, you know, there's nothing really out there. But I was pissed because this is my fault. It's always my fault when
What did she take, though? I mean, no, they always say I didn't take something, but what did she take?
She took something. Tanya was ordering some stuff from Amazon. She goes, hey, do you want anything oddball, right? And I said, oh, can you get me a package of fatwood? Are you aware of what fatwood is? It's like a good fire starter. It's wood that's like from a cut down stump that's full of tree resin. And it burns really fast.
No.
And it's great for starting fires. Like once it starts burning, it goes for a long time.
Like a chunk of that in.
Yeah. It comes in like little sticks, like kindling. And last night, I was like, well, I'll just throw it on the ground by the garage. And then tomorrow, you know, when I'm dinking around in the garage, I'll put it away. And it wasn't until a few hours later that I realized she'd taken the bag of fatwood.
Well, maybe that's what she burned.
I looked in the fireplace and it wasn't like a big pile of those. Maybe she did. She was probably like, man, these are great.
This is great.
Fucking thanks, dude. I don't know what she was doing. I don't think she was really getting warm. That wood stove doesn't put off a lot of heat outside. And she had some glass in her hand.
Okay.
Like some kind of pipe situation, which I don't know. It's fine because it's outside. She wasn't really invading my property.
She was on your property.
She didn't open a gate. You know, can just walk up there, but nobody does. You know, it's off the street. It's kind of hidden.
Good spot to hang out, smoke some drugs.
Yeah. And I mean, I have a chair sitting there in front of it. So she's like, oh, what a fucking sweet setup. Thanks, dude. Oh, a free fire starter? Oh, nice. Don't mind if I do. But the timing of it kind of fucks with me. If you were doing that at 2 o'clock in the morning, fucking have at it. You know, have a great time. But it's like 8:45 on a Sunday morning. People are awake.
Maybe,
you know?
She'd been there for 2-3 hours.
Yeah, it could have been. I don't know. I'd just woken up, so.
She was having just a great old time.
Yeah.
My parents, was before I lived here, they put a bench. Yeah, so 12, 13 years ago, they had put a nice bench like on underneath this.
I have to pee really bad.
Doug fir tree.
I'm gonna pause. Are you gonna cut this out?
Yeah. So about 13 years ago, when I was still living at home,
yeah.
My parents got a bench. My brother Simon made a bench for my mom or something for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And they put it underneath this Doug fir, like noble fir tree in their yard, like right on the sidewalk.
Okay.
And a homeless couple decided that's just where they were going to sit.
They fell in love on that bench.
They fell in love, and they would just one at a time would leave the bench. But there would always be someone there holding it down.
Right.
And they just sat there for probably a week and a half or 2 weeks.
So there's no seat back rules
the street? It was like, I'm here. One person would leave, go get some booze and come back. And they would drink the booze on the bench. And they just stayed there for like 2 weeks until my dad caught them not there and then moved the bench
to
the front porch. And then they must have come back and been like, oh dang it.
Is that it?
So maybe you in front of your fireplace say, put up a no loitering sign. I guess?
Put the chair away. So it's not as inviting. But I'm mad like that. I don't know. I was excited about that fat wood. I didn't even get a chance to use it. And I had a pack for probably 6 months. And it's a great way to start a fire. But now I just have to use gasoline.
Just got to dump gasoline on it, like some sort of...
Well, I have some extra mixed gas that I bought for the post hole digger.
Uh-huh.
And I've just been using that. Soaking on a rag and throwing it in there. Which is pretty fun because it, you know, explodes a little.
Mm-hmm.
And Owen gets a kick out of that when we build fires.
Pour it down the chimney.
The chimney. Get all that creosote on fire. Yeah, and it sucks because I can't really gate off that part. It's just the reality of living in the city, you know.
Well, your neighbor took down their fence a couple years ago, and that's what
caused issue. That wasn't ever fenced anyway. You can always have walked up that way. But I don't know. And Amazon actually delivered to that back door the other day. Oh, the Fatwood.
The Fatwood.
They delivered it to that back door, and they said they left it at the front door, which you know my house.
Technically.
I was like, this is the laundry room.
Yeah.
That's a weird place to put it, but.
As a professional delivery driver, some might say, what's that? I've got my 10,000 hours in delivering.
Sure.
I am a master delivery driver.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I'd look at that side door and assume it doesn't get used every single day.
Well, it's got a fucking cat door cut in it.
Yeah. Or maybe I would shove it through the cat door.
Well, it was a big box.
Okay.
Anyway, it's fine. It's just upsetting, you know, when people go through your shit.
So hopefully using my voice to its full potential, it hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
Well, that's a weapon.
That's a weapon. It hurt for.
For days and days?
Till now, it still hurts.
Oh, really?
I can't go to the same falsetto. La, la,
la, la. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's back.
We can all tell your range is.
La, 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 la.
Okay, good.
La, 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 la.
We're all happy this is happening.
We don't talk about Bruno, no.
Oh, man.
No.
I cannot get enough of that fucking song. It's, like, it's so fucking good. It's ridiculous.
But yeah, that's the world we live in. And then my brother Ryan, who was here the other week.
Past guest Ryan.
He left all his tools in his car.
Oh, fuck.
And left it unlocked the other day. And they just got all of them got stolen.
Yeah. Aaron Love talked about that, too.
I hate to be the victim blamer, but I just expect if I leave my car unlocked, someone's going to open
the
car and get into my car.
And that's why, I'm kicking myself more about this Fatwood. I should have just put it in the garage and locked it.
Who's stealing some wood?
That's what I thought. But just if you don't want it stolen, put it away. You know, I have like shovels and rakes and stuff outside. And I know like one of these days someone's going to walk off with my good shovel. My good one. I'm going to be pissed and no one's to blame but myself. Last time my car got tossed, it's because I fucking forgot to lock it, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
That's why I don't have a dash cam anymore.
Have we just given up on society and accepting shitty things that happen like this?
I mean, has it ever changed? I mean, has any ever been any different?
No, but it just has happened to me twice in the last 3 months.
I mean, that's just the new thing, but there's always been crime and theft. Yeah. And no, I mean, there's not a lot you can do. I just get a gun, I guess. Get a bunch of guns.
Just
have them in your hand all the time, just in
and
case.
And then what?
Just shoot at stuff?
I would rather pay someone $350 than having to clean up a dead human's blood all of my driveway.
You know, it would
and
be...
call the cops and wait for an hour and a half for somebody to show up and and then my kids to wake up in the morning and be like, what's going on out there?
And you're nothing. Like, you're like, your father's changed forever. I'm a murderer. I've taken the life of another man. And they're like, we can tell your eyes are different. You know, I don't want to do that shit.
I don't want to find out that I love murder.
Oh, right.
So much.
You're like, I've never been more alive. I must murder now. And then you go off and you're a serial killer. That's how it starts.
So can I just be like the Dexter? I don't watch Dexter. I only murder murderers.
Mm.
To become a meth head.
Yeah, you could just murder hobos.
I have to.
Herder mobos?
No.
Well, speaking of hobos.
Are you talking about the Bengals? How they're going to be in the Super Bowl tomorrow?
Yes.
Those hobos.
What a bunch of bums. Those crumb bums.
Bengals and Rams. Super Bowl tomorrow. Sports.
Can't wait. My wife and I do this. We go out to eat dinner on Super Bowl Sunday. Because guess what? Restaurants are still open, but they're empty. There's nobody out there. So we're going to pick a nice restaurant and go.
And
call it Valentine's Day.
Because it's close enough.
It's almost always really close to Valentine's. This year it's one day off, but... we've had a lot of fun doing that. I'm not sure what restaurant to go to. I don't have any. I have no idea.
Who's going to watch the children? Big one watch the little ones?
Yeah. No, the sister-in-law.
Okay.
Amanda will watch the kids.
Do a tradesy thing. They get them and then they'll drop off the kids. They can go out for.
They just did that. So we're going to trade back. So we'll be square after that. And, yeah, I'm excited. I haven't been to a restaurant in a long time with my wife, you know, because children don't belong at restaurants ever. There's maybe one situation where a child needs to be at a restaurant. It's like a wedding rehearsal.
Yeah.
Or a funeral, perhaps.
Where they're wearing a suit. Where they're wearing a full suit.
But
weddings or funerals only.
Yeah. Honestly, a child never needs to go to
a restaurant. Your kid needs to be wearing a suit if I'm going to see it at a restaurant.
Yeah. And they will never appreciate a restaurant. So, I don't know. I want to go someplace kind of fancy, you know,
like
you got any ideas? What's your favorite?
Redwood.
That's where we always go. We'll probably end up just going there, but it is a chance to explore and do something different. I know she started doing a thing with her coworker where they're going to go every once a month. My wife and her coworker, her assistant, her employee, past guest Katie.
That's her assistant?
Well, sort of. And, Tanya says jump. She says how high, that sort of thing.
Imagine it's kind of like the Devil Wears Prada.
Uh-huh. It's the same.
Yeah.
She's like, I want those Harry Potter manuscripts. Yeah, these multi-million dollar manuscripts. I want them. They went out. I can't remember the name, but it was downtown. They went to a fancy pants restaurant. And they're going to do that once a month. Like, they'll go out and go eat someplace cool.
Cool.
Which I'm excited about.
For lunch?
For dinner.
Oh, nice.
Like a Friday or Saturday night dinner. Because, you know, when you're two adults, childless adults, you can just get in and out places quick. You don't have to worry about anything. It's just you.
So crazy.
It seems so streamlined and easy. I'm pretty jealous.
You'll get there someday when you trust Owen to watch the other ones.
June to
watch the other ones.
Yeah. Well, we'll have cameras installed in the house, constant surveillance. I'll plug some VR goggles on the kids.
Put them in their... Okay. VR
goggles. Put them in their pods.
You don't even... you don't even wake them up in the morning.
Okay.
You just put the VR helmets on them.
While they're sleeping.
And then, like, simulate them waking up.
and walking around.
And walking around and getting ready. And
there's a robot dad sitting on the couch not paying attention to him.
And then they're at home just thinking thinking you're still there.
And they have no sensation of the helmet on their head.
Nope.
All right. I like it.
I watched Ready Player One. Something like that. Spoilers.
Spoilers?
So, John?
Yes, sir.
I got two emails.
That's what I was trying to pimp you into earlier.
Sorry. Speaking of things, this is titled, How Dare You?
Oh, no.
Dear Brooks and John of Greater Misery. If you were trying to torture me with your feeble attempts at geek talk, congratulations, you plebeians.
Oh, no.
Is that how you pronounce that? Plebeians?
Yeah. Or plebeian, maybe.
In that vein, you have inspired a new type of email. Ask John and Brooks a question they are in no way qualified to answer.
Oh, many things.
This week, who is your pick to win the male and female WWE Royal Rumble? Kindly disregarded in NY, Joe Pangrazio, a.k.a. Joe Pank, a.k.a. Macho Scoop Randy Sprinkles, a.k.a. King of the Superfans, a.k.a. New York John, a.k.a. I Heart New York John, a.k.a. World Champion. So, I mean...
I can't remember. What did we say to piss off Joe?
We were talking about wrestling.
Yeah.
We were talking about The Undertaker. And we're like...
He's okay.
He's like, what, like 40-something now?
What happened to Mick Foley? That guy was cool. Mankind?
Well...
He had that sock? Socko?
I mean, I don't usually know anything about the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
But I was listening to a podcast and they were saying Johnny Knoxville was going to be there.
He's hosting.
He's hosting or he's fighting?
Oh, he might be.
I think
he might get in the ring.
Because there's a fourth Jackass movie.
Right. Yeah.
And enough time has passed from I've noticed people like talking about this fourth Jackass movie.
They don't remember.
And liking it and like being interested in it. But now that like, you know, when I was a kid, of course, I had a VHS camcorder. My dad did.
Yeah.
And Jackass came out and they said, don't try this on TV.
And you immediately went to try it.
We immediately got a shopping cart and rode it down this hill into grass and would launch while trying to do the stunts or whatever, recording it and doing nothing with it. It was before YouTube. But then, like, people are like, these guys are so dumb. The news and everything, like, these guys are just hurting themselves for no reason. There was a second movie and a third movie that was terrible that everybody hated.
Hmm.
And now it's coming back.
Okay.
And there's so much real terrible shit in the world and in the news and going on that, a bunch of assholes hurting themselves for no reason is cool.
Oh, okay. We're all right with it now as a culture?
Back because... They're not being racist. They're not hurting anybody's feelings. Well, they're not.
Bam probably is, but he's not there.
Yeah, Bam. Okay.
That guy's probably racist, right?
All they're doing is, maybe. All they're doing is, getting kicked in the balls.
I mean, I've always appreciated Jackass just for its simple concept. It's just pure dumb. And I love it for that. It's not trying to be anything it isn't. It's just these guys hurting themselves, and it's just pure amazing. Like, if it doesn't speak to you, I understand that. It speaks to me, and, it is lowbrow, but it's perfectly done lowbrow, and I can appreciate that.
So I think I didn't watch the third one.
Yeah.
The third Jackass movie, but I might go back. And, oh, dang it, I had something pulled up.
Well, I think Sheamus is going to win this year.
Why do you think Sheamus?
I mean, that Irish motherfucker, he rules.
I mean, he does have the luck of the leprechaun
That's right. Luck
corner
of the Irish.
Kick.
I mean, he's so pale.
he can jump off that top rail with all of his gusto.
Yeah.
And I mean, I saw him.
He's the perfect baby face.
Oh, he sure is. Did you see that fight when he was fighting Big E?
Oh, Big E is the worst. I hate him. He's no Damian Priest.
Or Chad Gable.
Well,
I mean,
above all of those idiots is Kofi Kingston.
Well,
he's
yeah.
a great up and comer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw him do the double thunder backflip
McGillicuddy
suplex.
Oh, the McGillicuddy.
The McGillicuddy suplex.
I get those mixed up.
And they were really, but if I were going to say who would be the winner of all those,
I'm going to vote Chad Gable.
I was going to go, Sami Zayn. Zayn. Zayn.
Yeah. Well, when I get tired of watching those men wrestle, I really enjoy watching the feminine Charlotte Flair jump up and down in that squared circle.
My favorite part of the women's names seem to be much cooler. For example, Michelle McCool.
Well, yeah. I mean,
she's so McCool.
It says it all. And the sisters, Nikki and Brie Bella.
Oh, man. You watch out. They can really... They're usually a tag team, but mm-hmm. in this yeah. one, as they're all, it's fight.
Well, they're fighting over a man. So now they're pitted against each other. Who's yeah. going to win?
Who will
either
win?
Nikki or Brie?
I might say Nikki A-S-H. Ash is, if you will. I mean, I imagine Ash is an acronym for absolutely smashing honey.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
We all know this.
But
we're deep into the lore.
I hope they all do well in this WWE, the 35th anniversary
of the Royal
of
Rumble.
The Royal Rumble, as John and I both are big fans.
Of course.
I hope that was good enough for you, Joe.
I'm so sorry, Joe. Brooks made me do it.
We have another email. Moving to Portland.
Oh, I told him to move. It's too snowy there.
Gentlemen and possible bonus guests. Nobody. I could take your advice and move to other snowless, to the other snowless coast where I have no job nor no place to live, but I have a decent coat that keeps the rain off.
Untrue, Andy. I have a basement. You can live there.
I could sleep in Brooks's backyard during the day and chase off tweakers at night. Wow. I could have really used
how
you.
How dare you, Andy?
Hey, Andy, I'll chase off my own tweakers, but I did. Surprise, surprise, I was not able to get back to sleep at 4:20 in the morning.
Oh, weird. After being fully torqued up yeah. and
I just,
pumped full of adrenaline?
I just, you know, lay there for 2.5 hours.
Staring at the ceiling?
At one point, I thought, maybe I should, like, go watch TV or something, but...
You're like, I'm too mad.
I did pull my car forward, thinking that they might come back and, like, put a bunch of garbage cans around it and uh-huh. then had Jamie park her car. Because they come back for it. Like, we were right. so close to getting it.
I bet that guy's got, he's got catalytic blue balls.
Dude, I was so close, yeah, man. Right? You just have to promise that your kids won't poke me with a stick while I'm sleeping. I cannot promise you that, Andy.
Yeah, you know better than that, Andy.
And though I don't know how your neighbors will react to basically importing a troll. Okay.
Not used to it.
Not really. I don't think I'm capable of abandoning everyone here. I'll stick to shoveling snow. I had to go to a couple of calling hours this weekend. Calling hours. I've had enough of that.
I don't know what that is.
Could everyone just stop dying for a while?
Oh,
that'd be great. A couple of funerals. Maybe it's funerals. Is calling hours changed to funerals?
I don't know.
In Google. Anyways, love Andy.
Yeah, I get it. You know, sometimes I get kind of down on Portland, like when people are burning my fat wood. And I think, oh, I'll move. I could move away. I mean, I'm not going to move.
But Andy, I mean, I could probably fit your whole family in here, to be honest. we could make this work.
Well, he's got one off to college.
You one off.
Sandy's off.
And you got
Mandy and
Brandy and
Candy.
Brandy and mm-hmm. Sandy.
And yeah, you know, switch kids schools. There's no way. It's what laying down roots is. But once my mom dies, I'm fucking out of here.
But you could open up a new mechanic shop over here on in Portland called Famous Andy's New York Style Auto Repair.
And it's like thin, thin auto repair.
It's like real thin. And okay. You fold it in half.
Right. Yeah. It's the only way to eat pizza.
Yeah.
If it's too thick, no, thank you. I don't want it. Put that in the trash. I won't eat it. It's got to be thin.
We ordered Domino's yesterday while Jamie was out with a hike with her friend. And two mediums at lunchtime. And Jackson and I can put away some pizza.
I was going to say, you eat one, Jackson eats the other. Daniel's eating crumbs. And
that was pretty much it. Daniel ate one slice of pepperoni. And then we split the rest. And then Jamie came back thinking there might be some pizza sitting around.
No?
And there wasn't. And she was like, okay.
Ooh, man. That's like grounds for a divorce. And if we were married, I'd be gone. I'd be like, you son of a bitch, there's no pizza for me. Yeah. Hey, you want to know a secret? I'm secretly mad my wife didn't bring any food back from the restaurant trip with her coworker.
Yeah, where'd that leftovers go?
There wasn't any. She didn't know. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
It was real sad. That's a fat guy thought right there. No, I had another.
No leftovers?
I had another real fat guy thought. I even wrote it down. I was sitting on the couch late, you know, everyone's asleep. I'm just chilling out, watching TikToks. And I go, oh, there's a good bite, quote unquote, of ice cream in the freezer. And I got all excited and I ran over there and ate it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
One last bit.
No, not the last bite. But I'd been making ice cream cones earlier for the kids. And there was a good bite with like all the fixings and stuff. And I like remembered it. I have like a mental log of the ice cream status in my house.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a real fat guy kind of thing. Do you do that kind of stuff?
Jackson has figured out the secret hiding spots that I don't even know about.
Oh, no.
For food in my house. So now Jamie has had to make some new ones. She didn't really try too hard to hide stuff from me.
Well, right.
But there'd be like cookies up there that I knew about, but I thought, you know, they weren't for me.
Sure.
Like whenever she would feel generous, she would say, hey, here's some cookies.
Right.
And they were a kind that weren't easily reachable by me.
Uh-huh.
It's because I'm not willing to move things. Like it's behind the Pam above the stove.
Right. I mean, that Pam, it's probably slippery. Who knows how long you'll be
slip
there.
Out of there.
Right. It's best just to stay away.
But now Jackson is a snoop. As we like to call it.
Oh,
he's tall enough to reach things. And he can be like, hey, what's that up there? Last week, we took his laptop away because he was being, as punishment, and hid it. And then he found our nice scale because he thought it was his laptop sitting on the top shelf.
So you have a nice scale? A crappy scale for the guests?
Well, the nice scale... Because I paid $100 for it.
Why would you do that?
Because it connects with my phone, and I stand on it, and it sends that information to me. But then the battery died a year and a half ago, so I haven't used it.
Possible to find new batteries?
It's impossible. It's a really little, it's the weird one.
What do you mean?
The round.
Oh, the weird one, the button cell. There's no way to know.
I don't know where to get those, man.
Is it like a 2213 or whatever?
Something like that.
If only there was a store that was just batteries.
And yeah. My whole life is being turned upside down by these dang kids. They're like on my dresser. Daniel's like, I want to look in that thing, that box on my dresser.
Oh, I know.
And like I'm like, no, this is off limits. This is where I keep my random knives and receipts.
Like fucking cool shit, man. This is for me.
There's cool stuff up there. Not too cool for you.
It's old, too cool for you kids.
Chargers for phones I haven't had for 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get out of there.
And like knives and fucking cool shit. He's like, all right, Dad, I'll wait till you're not around.
Yeah, I'll just wait till, okay, I'll come back later. There must be something cool in there.
Yeah, my kids do that too. I mean, that's the goal or the job of children is to dig around and find stuff. You know, we try to hide things in the garage even, and they're like, hey, what's in the Jeep? Like, put stuff in the back seat of the Jeep that we've been storing in the garage. Like, hey, what is in that box? It's like, it's fucking not for you. That's what it is. Turns out it's secret toys for the kids.
Oh, it is for them.
That's the problem, right? Is it usually is something we're hiding from them because it's for them. And they're going to be excited to get it. Man, speaking of getting excited, I heard.
Yeah?
The scuttlebutt. The word on the street is you got a new broom?
I got it. Dude.
Whoa. I don't know how you've kept quiet about this the whole podcast.
I don't like to brag.
Yeah.
I don't like to brag here.
Uh-huh.
But I got a dust collector like a good couple months ago.
Okay.
Collecting all the dust and so much dust in my garage.
In your wood shop.
In my wood shop.
Yeah.
That I've since filled up that dust collector.
With pure sawdust.
Pure sawdust. And now I have a bag of sawdust that weighs...
Take it down to the land and burn it.
60 pounds full of sawdust.
Hold on. You have that little wood stove in your yurt, right?
I can't just pour sawdust in there.
There's a trick to it.
What do you
know the trick? Is you put sawdust in the bottom and you put wood on top. And the wood will burn down into the sawdust.
And the sawdust?
It basically like turns into coals. You can't throw sawdust on a fire. It'll put it out.
Underneath.
But underneath the fire. That way you can burn all your sawdust, get a bunch of heat out of it. Get rid of some garbage. Win-win.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
So I filled it up the other day.
Or just dump it on the street. Who gives a shit?
And, maybe.
I think you can put it in yard debris.
Exclusively for Christmas trees. Just dumping those in the street. I'm not sure. But I just have been too lazy to replace this bag of bark dust.
Okay.
Of dust. And.
You call it bark dust?
I call it.
Sawdust.
Sawdust.
Sawdust. Is that a wood shop? Or you've been faking this whole
time? It's a bark shop.
Wait a minute.
It's a bark. And so now I have no place. It's filled so much that the suction's real low on the thing.
Right.
And I've just been working and cutting away more and more bowls and making a bigger and bigger pile. And I've, stamped it down.
Uh-huh.
And today I was going out, running some errands. And I was like, I'm going to buy a nice dustpan.
And broom.
And set. Broom set.
Wow.
And, I'm not a kid.
I'm fucking blown away.
I'm not a kid anymore.
Amazing.
I'm 36 years old.
Right. Pushing 40.
I'm almost 40. And I'm going to retire with this broom and dustpan. Set.
You're spending big kid money on brooms now.
You got a variety of brooms ranging from $5.99 to
upwards of $15.99.
Upwards of like even $16.99.
Whoa. Things have changed a lot.
I stopped somewhere in the middle. I needed something a little sturdier, a little bit tougher bristles.
Right.
And I saw the dustpan.
I mean, it's time to put away childish things. We're adult men. I need a man's broom.
Do I really need all these years of getting my hair cut and seeing the barber sweep up the hair into that cool dustpan that they don't even have to bend over for?
Oh, I know.
They just lay it flat, scoop it in, and pull it up, and it's standing.
They're
and
fucking lording it over us.
And I'm like,
Rudy, where do son you of
get,
a bitch.
Where do you get that dustpan? Apparently, the hardware store has one.
Oh, and any store?
Huh. I own one.
Wow. I'm amazed. You know what?
So I'm excited. I'm going to really enjoy cleaning up all those bark chips, those saw chips.
I was going to send you a picture because you know what I got today in that Amazon box? A fucking broom with a dustpan.
One that do you have to bend over?
Nope.
Like some so what?
No, same thing.
What?
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Amazon has these too?
Yeah, my wife bought one. And it's got on the dustpan, it has little widely spaced fingers so you can push the broom into the fingers and drag off like big strands of stuff that you otherwise would have had to use your hand for.
Man.
It's real deluxe.
If my
we're pretty up there.
If my grandpa could see...
I think this is the point where you consider yourself upper middle class.
I might be upper middle class now.
Because I got a broom and a dustpan. It's pretty amazing.
I might hang this up next to my bed.
My grandpa would be crying tears of joy.
Tears of joy. Never knowing, never expecting his great grandchild
would live in such a world.
Would live in such a world.
He could own a dustpan. Yep. Yeah, we got one too.
Anyways,
it was just funny. You bought one. You bought one today, and I just got one in the mail.
And you texted me saying, what do you got for today?
Like, I got a broom. It's like, you better have something good. You're like, I bought a broom.
Done.
Yeah. Well,
hey, we have any questions over there, John? If you want to, email the show.
Speaking of brooms.
And razz us for something we've said here.
For stupid shit about wrestling.
BasementBuddiesPod@gmail.com. All of that wrestling stuff, 100% factual.
Yep. Off the dome. We clearly weren't reading. We knew exactly what we were talking about. And speaking of knowing what he's talking about, Superfan Siegs.
Superfan Siegs, 27 great questions.
Question 9, do you believe... Oh, fuck, I didn't cross this out.
Hey, I gave you that pen for a reason, John.
God damn it.
For crossing.
So fucking sorry. In a Freaky Friday situation, where you woke up in someone else's body, what would you like to be for a day and have them inhabit your body? Who would you like to be for a day and have them inhabit your body? Who would you Freaky Friday with?
Who would
like
I
a celebrity?
Be hanging out with one day and both of us are peeing into a wishing well at
right,
the same
a fountain
time.
Of some kind. I have that half of an amulet. I'm not sure who has the other half.
Right.
One of these days, I'm going to hold it and make a wish.
Every night, you make the same wish, hoping the other person is also
me. Doing that same wish.
I hope I wasn't me for a day.
If you knew how I had
it. And it starts glowing.
I'm like, come on. Never works. So, one of these days. I mean, do you want to swap with a lady? That would be probably the most interesting.
What? I mean, sure.
I swap with you, and I'm like, it's pretty much the same.
Doing a different job. Oh, Brooks really...
I'm less fat.
Brooks is really...
But still kind of fat.
Yeah, it would be me being like, John... What was the one with Jason Bateman and... It was like the
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. And he was like the single guy.
Right.
He was the one with the kids. And he's like, I wish I had
kids. I wish I was single.
I was single.
I don't know the name of it. But yeah, that's where they're peeing in the fountain.
So it would be, Ryan Reynolds. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Ryan Reynolds for the day.
For the day.
I imagine it would be pretty much, if I'm not making a film at the time.
If I was
Ryan Reynolds-ing it up.
Right. You and, Blake Lively.
What if me and Seth Rogen? Me and Seth Rogen swap bodies. Instead of using a lathe, I'm making pottery.
Yeah, you're like, hey, wait a minute. This is about the same.
It's the exact same. I imagine he also has a hot tub.
Yeah, it probably does. I just watched him eat hot wings last night on YouTube.
On spicy ones or spicy something?
Hot ones.
Hot ones?
Yeah, I'd be concerned... I switch into your body. And I was like, ooh, I got to go to the doctor. Something's not right.
My shoulder really hurt.
Yeah, I was like, no, this is wrong. This is
this should not make that click sound.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, boy.
I'm like, how does John fit into this Sentra?
Yeah.
I'm driving your car and you're driving. Shit. And you're like, oh, so roomy in this.
Oh, speaking of the Sentra.
Converters.
Oh, I know, right? speaking of the Sentra, I had a and check engine light come on the other day, and I was like, oh no, I've had trouble with that CVT, the continuously variable transmission. And basically I'm driving a time bomb. Something bad's gonna happen at some point. I just feel bad whenever I'm driving my car, and that light came on, and it just like suddenly my blood pressure doubles. I was like, oh god damn it. And I drove it into work, which is not a short trip, but...
With that light on, it wasn't blinking, was it?
No, it was solid.
That's fine.
An angry, yellow, solid check engine light. And I was like, well, I'm not going to go to a mechanic by my house. I'm going to drive to work where I know the mechanics. And I have three mechanics who work right next to me.
You price it out. Like one says you need a new thing. I'm going to see what Steve.
I do a little auction in the parking lot. I'm like, all right, Bobby, what do you got? Tom? No? Nothing? All right. Brian, it's on to you.
It's you.
Yeah, actually, this time Brian was like, hey, what's up? I was like, oh, I got a code. He's like, all right, here we go, blah, blah, blah. Pulls the code, O2 sensor. I was like, son of a bitch, that's not a big deal. And he cleared it. It hasn't come back on. So I'm hoping it was a false flag. But, you know, in my experience, O2 sensors, it's just like a spark plug, you know, pretty mm-hmm. straightforward to unscrew. The one in my dumb car, you got to like take off 1,000 panels, and, like dig deep back into the engine to get it. So I'm not looking forward to replacing that, but it hasn't come back on.
Maybe we can get some of those tweakers to do the job for
you. Okay. Yeah. It's a good idea.
They got that little saw. Cut it out. Pull it down.
Start cutting parts off my car. Things. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, just drive that car until it explodes.
Yeah.
I'm really... collect insurance on it.
Oh, I hope. Yeah, I hope somebody crashes into me.
Yeah.
And I'm like in the hospital for a little while. Get some time off.
I could probably get in the...
You think I can record a podcast in the hospital? I could
sneak into a hospital and get it.
I just want like both my legs broken. Is that so much that...
Nothing bad.
No.
Somewhere like...
Maybe a little brain damage?
Just a little bit. I've always thought you were too smart for your own good.
Yeah, and then I can collect disability for the rest of my life.
Hmm? And yeah.
That settlement comes in. I'm kidding. I don't want to be in a car accident.
Knock on wood. No car accident. Hey, John.
Yes, sir. Something coming to your mind?
Something just came to my mind.
Interesting. Tell me about it.
Just imagine if you were on a Japanese game show called Super Cake Party.
Oh, I'm interested.
Yes. Where you have to sit on a cake in such a way that the audience hoots and applauds.
All right.
So will you wear pants, underwear? You got to sit down quickly or slowly.
I was going
to
say.
Trying to, you know, the goal. Oh, wait. I know my goal would be to get as much cake into my asshole as possible. Whoa. But that's personally, John. That's just me.
I thought I'm trying to entice the audience.
Sexually. What are you going for in this super cake party?
Well.
If you would, you know.
There's obviously candles on there.
Oh.
And you just start off just the tip.
Oh, what?
It doesn't count if it's just the tip. Tease the audience for a little bit. And then you just go full war, right?
Just squat down on that thing, candles and all.
Well, you got to get your hands back there. Open things up for access reasons.
It is very odd that I would come up with this reason. I mean, I do know that... I mean, this question, mm-hmm. I do know that the Japanese love crazy game shows.
They do. And for some reason, there's a fetish about sitting on cakes.
Is cake farts still a thing?
I assume. There's some guy cranking it right now, thinking about ladies farting into cakes.
Sitting on cakes and farting on them.
Why is it cakes? What about pies? There's like one guy, he's like, ugh, I wish it was a pie.
Like, imagine... Who's going to eat that cake afterwards?
Well, is that it? Are they going to eat it?
I want to know.
I thought it was more about sitting.
We're showering first because I'm going to take a bite of that cake after.
Okay.
Just after the whole show goes and I get it.
I mean, are you getting cake in the center where the most damage occurred? Or are you trying to get like a pristine chunk off the edge?
I could take some of that, smush it back into the shape of a cake. But yeah. Aloe vera frosting, you know, to soothe the burns from the candles.
Oh, the candles are hot. They're lit.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying they're lit. No?
Well, I mean.
This is for my mom's turning 70 this year. 70th birthday candles.
I feel like the hair would put that fire out.
Okay.
Or are you going to start a fire? Is body hair flammable?
Oh, now it's not. Now I'm not sitting on this cake just to please the audience. It's to accomplish a goal of getting my ass hair put out.
I mean, you might as well.
Extinguishing the fire.
Two birds, one stone, right? But I would think the stench of the burning butt hair would really turn off the audience.
Mm.
But that danger, really, you know.
It's a lot of things to think about.
Yeah, it's a lot of variables. I'll think about that all week. You know what I've been thinking about?
What have you been thinking about, John?
Was Sylvester Stallone ever sexy? I mean, he was in Demolition Man. Wasn't there like a sex thing?
I don't think he was ever sexy.
No.
I don't think he ever was or is. They tried, but that was the 90s.
Yes, and the 80s for men were weird back then, weren't they?
I watched on Peacock because I'm paying $4.99 a month for it.
You can stop that whenever you want.
I really should cancel. I got it only for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Right, 3 months ago.
3 months ago. Parade's still paying off. And there was a documentary on Peekaboo Street.
I don't know what that is.
The female downhill skier.
Still don't know who that
from
is.
From the 90s and whatever.
Her name's Peekaboo?
Her name's Peekaboo.
Her real name?
Her parents named her Peekaboo. I didn't watch the whole documentary.
Okay.
But she was like, at one point, the fastest downhill skier, men or women.
Okay.
In the Olympics, blah, blah, blah. She would always come up to, she would train at Mount Hood.
Oh.
And so that's probably why I knew about her.
Okay.
But they had footage from like the 80s, 90s, and now.
Uh-huh.
And people looked in the 80s and 90s less than. Now everybody's supercharged, like the styles.
Of skiing?
Of like people's faces and hair and style of
clothing. I see what you're saying.
It can't just be looking back at the past.
Right.
It's got to be, you know, people didn't have social media to look and see how cool everybody should be looking.
Right. You just looked just, however like, you looked and you went out person. The door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sylvester?
Sylvester Stallone has always been a piece of shit. And no matter how big his muscles get,
what?
He's never going to be hot.
How dare you?
He's a frumpy fuck.
You really hate Sly?
I liked him in Rocky, but really he really rubbed me the wrong way somewhere about 15 years ago. I was like, I'm done with you, Sylvester.
I got a hot take. The movie Rocky, it's not a good movie. The movie sucks.
The first one was good, right?
No, the first one's bad. Watch it.
No,
it's not a good movie.
It's good.
All right.
1975?
Their standards were pretty low back then.
He was kind
also, of... Also, The Warriors is not a good movie.
He was kind of a piece of shit to his girlfriend and then wife.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
But that's how the times were. Anyways, John, yeah. I don't know what would make you think of that no-talent ass clown.
I'm so sorry. Just a random thought popped in my head.
Random thought? Cool.
Crushed my mind. All right, I got to pee again.
Well, John.
Yes, sir.
It was nice seeing you.
It's great. I'm glad we talked about brooms.
I can't wait, man.
All right. Have a story-worthy week.
Have yourself a story-worthy week, everybody.
All right.
Email the show, basementbuddiespod @gmail.com.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. John's going to run off to go pee here.
I gotta go potty.
Go. There he goes, that fuck. What? Bye-bye.